The Mississippi River is not the same body of water it was 10 years ago. But then again, Dave Bussey points out it's not the same body of water it was yesterday.
Mark Twain spoke of the Mississippi River as it's not a book to be opened once and set aside, but it's to be read every day. So in that way, the river's different every day we live, and it will always be different. But in other respects, it is the same.
Bussey works for the Army Corps of Engineers, one of the many government agencies that keep an eye on the nation's rivers. The Corps' job is not to prevent floods, but to make that next disaster less destructive. Engineer Dave Leake says the Corps hasn't done all that much to the river itself, but there have been changes to the land around the river, most notably levees. The Corps has worked on 10 levee projects in the area since 1993, from raising their heights to building new ones from the ground up.
Some of the more significant ones in this area, I would say, are the St. Genevieve levee, which we completed last summer. Those townspeople will never have to go to the extreme efforts they did to try to protect their town.
In 93, sandbaggers scrambled to save St. Genevieve's historic buildings, many of which were more than a century and a half old. Dave Bussey says the flood had subconscious effects on people, too, given the river rose to almost 50 feet, which was more than 7 feet higher than the previous record.
If what you've known is 43 being the highest, you have confidence to that level. We shattered that record. Almost 50 feet is where our new level is. And that gives people a great deal of confidence that we're protected.
Another government office that changed after the 93 flood was the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. It spent nearly $30 million to buy more than 4,500 homes. Those homes were in the first places to flood, the floodplain. When the rains came back 2 years later in 1995, George Riedel with the Missouri Emergency Management Agency says the results were quickly seen.
We did an acquisition project after the 93 flood. The same areas got flooded again in 95 or 2000, and there was no one there.
Riedel says the buyouts cut down on the cost of rescuing people and repairing buildings for the second or third time. Congress also gave FEMA more power, passing legislation that made flood insurance more of a norm. The federal government pays out on all flood insurance policies. David Mounty works at the flood map-making company, Dewberry.
Previously, a lot of people were able to slip by without buying flood insurance, and now there has been an increase in flood insurance policies where the mortgage companies are stricter in requiring flood insurance be purchased.
Mounty was at his company's booth at a recent conference in St. Louis for floodplain managers. The conference included discussions on flood management as well as the newest products to fight floods. It's certainly no electronics conference with gadgets that let people do 10 things at once, but even floodplain managers have their gizmos.
AquaLevy offers a partnership opportunity.
Take, for instance, AquaLevy. It's one of the many flood-fighting tools to come online in the last decade. Most flood news clips show school kids or Boy Scouts filling sandbags. But AquaLevy's Bruce Knobloch says his company's product is an answer to that mess.
We can do what sandbags do and more, because sandbags are limited to where they can be deployed. It's unfeasible to put in a sandbag wall when the water is already there.
Picture a big plastic bin that's shaped like a triangle, like those concrete barriers on the highways. But instead of concrete, the AquaLevy is filled with flood water to act as a barrier. You can even stack them.
The units weigh 55 pounds total. It's designed ergonomically so one person can handle it. But if you have Boy Scouts, you get two Boy Scouts together. They can carry it, set it in place, and you got a third Boy Scout that's filling it. So three Boy Scouts are replacing 120 sandbags.
Knobloch's is a private company trying to use new technologies to help during the next flood and make a profit at the same time. The government says computers and the internet also make flood prediction easier. Scott Doomer with the National Weather Service in St. Louis analyzes new and old data to make better predictions.
We can say in the next 90 days this way, there's a 30% chance that, let's say, St. Louis will reach flood stage. And we have all those probabilities on the internet along with our day-to-day forecast. So that helps planners, emergency managers, start planning for things.
But not everyone is pleased with what the government has done.
People are being seriously misled by those with vested interests.
Bob Crist teaches in the Earth and Planetary Sciences Department of Washington University. He says his research has shown floods are getting worse because of what the Corps of Engineers has done to the river. Building levees makes the river more narrow and more flood-prone.
It would be one thing to protect regions like downtown St. Louis with levees and flood walls, but it's quite another matter to have hundreds of miles of levees lining both sides of the river, just about everywhere. That just makes floodwater deeper.
Chris points to the Missouri River town of Herman in the heart of wine country. Before 1940, the river rose above flood stage just twice. But in the past 60 years, when Chris says the Corps has made the most changes, 18 floods have exceeded that mark. The Corps, though, maintains its changes are improvements, and people near the river are safer than 100 years ago. Dave Bussey recalls the 1903 flood that put East St. Louis and major bridges out of commission.
You read the newspaper reports in 1903, the children of St. Louis did not have milk because there was no way to get the milk from the Illinois farms into Missouri. Those things don't happen now. Major urban areas are protected.
100 years ago, the same amount of water was flowing through the region than in 93, but the flood stage in 93 was almost 20 feet higher. River managers say the next flood won't be as damaging because of the houses they've bought and levees they've built. But critics say while messing with the river might keep floods less damaging, there's going to be a lot more of them in the future. For KWMU, I'm Tom Weber.